Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, is November the 6th, 2015. Man, I tell you, this year has went by pretty fast, and it is really on going through leaps and bounds as far as growth is concerned. As we continue our growth series, ladies and gentlemen, in reference to helping small businesses to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. And guys, this is going to be a great show today. I got some great information that I want to share with you in reference to my own personal experiences that I've gone through this year, 2015, and as well as helping others as I help myself to build and grow the network properly. We talk about all of these different opportunities that's out there, but I wanted to go into something that's really near and dear to my heart that I wanted to share with you that's going to be impactful and insightful, too, as far as growth is concerned, because that is the most important commodity, in my personal opinion, on the planet that we can be focused on right now is growth. It's all about growth in your business and your personal life, as well as anything that you do, you want to utilize the growth formula or growth mentality where you're looking for results. And this is one of the things that I've learned from a lot of my peers, friends, and close friends that I talk with on a regular, consistent basis in reference to building, growing, and making sure that we do everything possible. Well, today's topic, we're going to talk about basically five steps to a great website. As a web designer, I've been able to assist and help a lot of small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations as I design and build sites for them for the past now 7 years since I've been doing this. Started off part-time while working a job until I was able to step out full-time when I got laid off from my old job at AT&T. But it really got a good opportunity for me to step out on my own and build a network for myself, to whereas now I have a lot of infrastructure that I put in place that's going to help me to generate revenue as a web design business and as well as online business. I wanted to make sure that I have something that was duplicatable to entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs to build and grow their network as well. Well, overall, the last few years, man, I've helped about, let's say, over 2,000 small businesses, startups, and also entrepreneurs that plan and build their website. As a web designer, my focus and goal was, at the time when I started, was to be not only unique and creative in designing, but also give them something that was relevant in the marketplace, and also educating them on the steps that they need to do to grow their website. Not just designing and putting a site together is just one phase of it, but there are other pieces of this puzzle that you must implement in order to be successful in business today, especially if you're talking about generating revenue online. Online revenue, or what we call e-commerce sites, have blown up exponentially in the last 7 years that I've been doing this. And so here's what I wanted to share with you that's really going to be helpful to kind of give you some insights as to why the internet has been so much of a user-friendly thing that others can do from home if you have a small office or if you have a brick-and-mortar location, why it's important to have a website today as we close out this year, 2015, and moving into the new year, 2016. What is your website going to look like? What is the most important thing that you must have in reference to that? Well, I found out that most people don't really know how to properly plan their site. After all, your website is usually the first thing that people look at. The right approach to planning a great website is to work backwards by answering the following five questions. One, how would you get people to your website? Most specifically, what marketing techniques will you be using to attract your target audience? Is the search engine optimizations, pay-per-click, advertising, social media, PR? This is very important, ladies and gentlemen, as it is often answers many of the questions below that I have been sharing with a lot of my people that I've been working with on a regular, consistent basis. Whether I'm on social media, whether I'm in a brick-and-mortar location or going to the offices, I have to have some kind of connection or plug-in, if you will, to basically grow a network where people can come to me looking for the particular service that I provide. And as a web designer and people who need a website, well, that's what they're going to be looking for. Not only is cost going to be in the factor, but also the designing and also the type of sites that they're looking for, whether it's just for information, e-commerce. Right now, it's all about interactive websites to date. And so if it's going to be on that level, whether it's entertainment sites, if you're an entertainer, if you're a singer, actor, dancer, whatever, you want to have a professional-looking website where you can draw continual traffic through and people can give you feedback from the site that you've put together. Well, how will the people get to the website, though? And then you want to look at number two, who will be coming to the site? Your website needs to take all kinds of visitors by the hand and help so that way they can basically find what they're looking for on your site. Within a few seconds of getting your site up and running, a visitor needs to know what to do next. Do they need to sign up? Should they click a link to learn more about information if you've got your content properly placed on the website? Once you determine your visitors are coming, you want to be able to determine what they need to do once they get to the site. But here's a tip, ladies and gentlemen, that you want to follow. Don't try to please everybody. I've learned that a long time ago. But have your site clearly laid out to direct visitors wherever they need to go. And basically, if you're looking at building and designing a website for your company and you need a website for your company, you want to make sure you give the key bullet points to what you're talking about, product or service-wise. Your content has to be key and tight in reference for them to go specifically. If it's going to be an e-commerce site where they have to pay something for a product or service that you're providing, then you want to make sure that it goes directly to that section of on the site so that way it'll be easier, seamless, and you don't take long for them to go through it. All you got to do is give them simple content that's going to keep it simple. I always share this with everybody. When you're building a website, you want to keep it simple. You want to make sure it's easy for everybody to get to navigate through the sections that they need to go through without having to go through a whole through a book or library trying to figure and find you out. Number three, what questions will my visitors have? Am I at the right place? How long have you been in business? Can I afford you? How do you know your product or service is any good? Can I learn more about your service, product, and your company? How do I can contact you? These are the things, guys, that you're going to be needing when guests or customers go to the site, these following things. What questions will they be asking you? These are the questions that you want to make sure you have ready on your site and answering. About us page talks about us and talks about the company, how long you guys been in business, what is your goals, what is your mission, all of these different tips that you want to lay out right there on the About Us page. As well as on the home page, you want to make sure that you have all the good information on the front page. Basically, an introduction of what it is you do as a company, your name of your company, Any contact information right there, phone number, if you want to do that, or if you have a form on there where they want to fill out quotes or information, whereas on my website, if you go to my site at globaltouchenterprise.net, you will see that people can contact me, and basically they can schedule an appointment with me if you want to do it that way. These are some opportunities here, ladies and gentlemen, that you do want to make sure you have it interactive on the home page first. It's always key, and then they can start navigating through the other tabs or your pages on your site so that way they can see exactly what it is you do and what kind of service you're providing in the marketplace. And basically, how many visitors do you want to have and obtain every week, every month, every year? What is your growth level looking like, and what is your idea of growth for your company? Well, these are the questions that you must have, but here's a tip. Try to answer the questions before they ask. For example, if your visitors come to purchase a specific product, that you'll know for sure if it's going to be something that's going to be relevant in the marketplace or not. You want to make sure that it's relevant, number one. If it's not relevant, guys, you need to change some things on that site. And please believe that updating your site on a regular, consistent basis, ladies and gentlemen, will help you stay afloat and stay in the now. You want to make sure you stay in the now. That's the most important thing when it comes to website. Do not leave old, outdated content and information that has been done years ago that's no longer relevant in the marketplace. And that's when people know that you're not serious about your business or you're just letting it sit there like a lap dog, not being doing anything. Okay. Well, here's another tip. Another thing. Number four, what do you want your visitors to do? Now, this is a simple question, ladies and gentlemen. What do you want them to do? Should they pick up the phone and call you, email you, sign up for something, buy your product online? A great website will guide your traffic where you want them to end up if you do it right. If you're selling a product, which I love product businesses, convince the visitors to buy and make it easy for them to do so. Just keep it simple. Do not make it all confusing and all this high-tech stuff. It's not really relevant for today. Today is all about point-click. Point-click purchase. That's what you want to keep. Point-click purchase. That's what you want them to do. Simple three steps. Point-click purchase. If you stay focused on that, you're going to win. I guarantee that. So make sure, be clear and concise. Don't make visitors have to think about it. It's simple, guys. Keep it simple. As a designer, this is what I share with all of my clients that I design sites for, whether it be a small business, church, or nonprofit organization. If you're raising funds for a particular community event or cause that you have as an organization or church, you want to make sure you have interactions there as well where people can donate on your site. Donate. Yes. Keep simple. Donate button. It will be a nice suffice button for you to do. Nothing real extravagant, long drawn out. They can do it on many platforms, whether any devices, whether it's on a phone, tablet, computer, laptop, whatever device they're using, you want to make sure it's easy and user-friendly. Mobile sites are always good if you have mobile apps and mobile sites where your website can also interchange or interact on different platforms. You want to make sure the site is good for that as well. If you're still utilizing an old, outdated version where your site is not transformed over to a tablet or a phone and you can't see the information or content properly and you don't have a mobile app for that, then you're outdated and you need to get it done quickly. As far as that's concerned, you're not going to be doing much and you're not really relevant today. Your goal is to stay relevant, ladies and gentlemen, in the marketplace, in business. On your website is going to be the fourth line of what you're about and how relevant you are today. So make sure you stay focused on that. Number five, and last but not least, how do my visitors like to stay in touch? Well, here's a key factor on that. When I'm building websites, I always keep in mind that most people who come to your website won't become a customer. In fact, the average conversion rate on the internet is around 1%. meaning only one out of 100 visitors will end up contacting you, signing up, or buying something. Find out what forms of communication your visitors prefer and give them the means to stay connected, ladies and gentlemen. Emails, a blog, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, you know, your RSS feeds, and more of these. Engage your customers is important, ladies and gentlemen. That's why interactive websites is the key to successful growth in your company and business. As most people don't convert on the first visit, keep them coming back by identifying your target visitors and catering to them, to the market, the best way you know how, by being relevant. What is your sale promotions? Remember the 5 P's of marketing: people, product, price, place, promotion. You follow the 5 P's, ladies and gentlemen, on your website. As you design and put together a site, guess what happens? You're going to continue to see growth on a bigger level. Always keep informed and keep them informed on any updates that you're doing as a company, any specials you're running, or any incentives that you're giving out for sharing the opportunity. Remember, word-of-mouth advertising is still powerful today. I'm going to talk about the marketing on next week when we talk about that on your website. How do I market my website? Now that I got these things down, here's your 5, basically, steps to a great website. 1, how will you get your people to the website? Well, remember, you got these opportunities here, optimizing on marketing techniques that you're going to need to have, search engine optimizations, pay-per-click advertising, social media, PR, word of mouth. 2, who will be coming to the site? Know your target, know your market, know your people, know your visitors, and basically continue to stay relevant, ladies and gentlemen. That's what keeps the sites fresh. 3, what questions will your visitors have? You want to be able to answer the questions before they even come to the site. You already want to have the answers ready for them. So make sure your website content has the answers for what they're going to be asking about your site, so that way they'll know that you're on top of the game. 4, what do you want to do? What do you want your visitors to do? Well, of course, if you're an e-commerce site, you just want to get paid. You want them to make sure they buy the products or service on the products that you're selling on your website. If you're a service business, such as myself, with web design and marketing, then, of course, I want people to purchase the service that I'm providing. With web design, that's my product, but hosting, I do hosting as well, that's the service. So with the service, I charge my clients a certain amount of fee per month for hosting their site when I'm finished designing it. So it's a great opportunity. It's a win-win, one-stop shop. They don't have to go through all these different levels of finding who can do this, who can do that. You can basically look at an opportunity where you have one company basically walking with you, co-oping with you on toward your growth. That's what you want to stay focused on, a company that's going to co-op with you to on toward your growth. That way you can make sure that this is going to be a win-win for everybody. When you win, I win. When I win, you win, and it's going to be a back-and-forth level. Also, too, here's another thing that I do in reference to helping web building websites for clients, is also I promote the website that I finished putting together as a designer on my website, on social media, on the different platforms, so people can see exactly the work. I'm going to showcase the work that I've just completed for a client to help promote their site, put them on social media with their own Facebook like page as a company, and as well as on Twitter and LinkedIn, so people can see the work. That's another thing that I did as a designer that others may not do. But I do it because I know how relevant it is, and it's also showing others, and then it helps me to get more clients or more people to look at and see, hey, I like that site. It's very informative. It's very neat and clean. It's simple. I like it. Let me find out who did it and what your rates are. And this is basically, ladies and gentlemen, a win-win for everybody. So that's the level you want to have. It has to be a win-win, not a win-lose. So when looking at your site, making sure all of your information is there, and making sure you want to keep your customers and visitors in touch with what you do. You want to keep in touch with them. You want to utilize these tools, these tips that we're sharing today here on GTE Professional Network Radio, so that way you guys can continue to be successful as you close out this year, 2015, and moving on to the new year, 2016. What do you want to do when you close out this year? What is your goal for the remaining part of this year? What is your goal for the new year? How do you want to grow, and how do you want to continue to become a success in your field, in your business, so that others can applaud you to the end and say, hey, this is a good company. I enjoyed what they're doing. They kept it on the real, and this is what we want to continue to share. So that's what you want to have, ladies and gentlemen, in reference to your company, your business. When it comes to your website, making sure that it's interactive. Keyword, interactive. The more interactive your website and simpler it is, the stronger you're going to grow, the better you are, and more people will come to you on a regular, consistent basis. And that's what you want, ladies and gentlemen, repeat business. Consistently, in season, out of season, on a regular, consistent, month-to-month basis. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, that was my tools and tips for the day. I hope you enjoyed that part of GT Professional Radio. And again, guys, we're going to be sharing this again each week to give you guys, as we continue the growth series for the growth month, so you can close out this year strong and focus on the new year, 2016, what we're going to be doing as we continue. So with that, it's been a plum pleasing pleasure, whatever privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. And I will see you guys at the top, and keep focused and keep building the dream. We'll be right back.